Looking at your KLEM news update, rescue units responded to a two-vehicle accident that occurred late Friday afternoon. A feed hay truck collided with a pickup truck at the intersection of County Road K64 and 230th Street. The accident happened at about 5:25 p.m. The driver of the pickup truck was transported to the Floyd Valley Healthcare by the Lamar's ambulance with what was described by authorities at the scene as having major injuries. The driver of the feed truck did not sustain any injuries. The Owens Fire Department, Owens Ambulance, Lamar's Fire and Rescue Departments, and the Lamar's Ambulance all responded to the scene. Also called to the accident scene were the Iowa State Patrol and the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office. The names of the accident victims have not yet been released. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office is conducting the investigation. The U.S. House passed a bill that would provide billions of dollars for rebuilding and recovery for Americans impacted by natural disasters. Iowa Congresswoman Cindy Axne, a Democrat from West Des Moines, spoke of the House floor.
Entire towns were underwater, homes were destroyed, family farms are devastated, and small businesses are facing irreparable damage. Many local schools may be forced to permanently close their doors.
She says many Iowans have been impacted by the flooding.
I've been down to the flood zones multiple times to speak with farmers, homeowners, and business owners who've lost everything. Their resilience is inspiring, but the damage is heartbreaking.
Axne says it is important to get the aid to those in need.
Experts believe that it could take years to repair all the damage. Iowans don't have that time to wait. And the National Weather Service shows the Midwest will remain vulnerable to flooding all spring and summer, and rivers are expected to stay high.
Democrats who control the House are pushing the bill forward. There were several attempts to add amendments to the bill during the debate. The legislation includes $3 billion to access recent flooding in the Midwest and other disasters, plus $600 million in nutrition assistance to Puerto Rico. Negotiations continue among Republicans and Democrats in the U.S. Senate on a disaster aid package. Governor Kim Reynolds has named a corporate attorney who has contributed money to her campaign to a state commission that nominates candidates for positions on the Iowa Supreme Court and the Iowa Court of Appeals. Reynolds on Friday named Dan Hoytink to the state judicial nominating commission. Hoytink is a lawyer for Vermeer Corporation in Pella and is a former assistant U.S. attorney. His appointment was made possible by a bill Reynolds signed Wednesday that gave her authority to appoint 9 members of the 17-member state commission. Lawyers will elect 8. Previously, the governor and attorneys each selected 8 commission members, and the senior justice on the Iowa Supreme Court was the 17th member. The law removes the justice, which means Justice David Wiggins, a Democratic appointee, is taken off the commission. Democrats have criticized the change, saying Republicans want to stack the courts in their favor after losing recent cases on abortion and same-sex marriage. State campaign finance records show Hoytink contributed to Reynolds' campaign for governor and has given to the Republican Party. A judge says jurors will decide whether former Governor Terry Branstad singled out a former state official for a pay cut because of his political party or sexual orientation. Judge Brad McCall on Thursday rejected the state's request to dismiss a long-running lawsuit filed by former Workers' Compensation Commissioner Chris Godfrey. McCall's ruling sets up a trial in Polk County, which is scheduled for June 3rd. Branstad slashed Godfrey's pay by 35% after the commissioner refused the governor's request to resign in 2011. Godfrey had been confirmed to a 6-year term by the Iowa Senate. Branstad says he wanted to appoint a more pro-business commissioner than Godfrey, who had been appointed and reappointed by prior Democratic governors. Godfrey argues that the pay cuts and other retaliation was improperly motivated by his status as an openly gay man and a Democrat. McCall says the jury's determination as to the true motives involved will determine the outcome in this case. 2 South Dakota men have been sentenced to more than 7 years in federal prison for trafficking fentanyl from Minnesota. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 37-year-old Dean Bourne of Vermilion and 28-year-old Stuart Psyche of Worthing obtained the narcotic from co-conspirators in Minneapolis for distribution in South Dakota. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid drug much more powerful than heroin. Bourne was sentenced to 7 years and 4 months in prison. Psyche to 7 years and 3 months. The two men pleaded guilty to drug conspiracy in February. That's a look at your news here on KLEM. For additional news updates, you can always check our website, though, klem1410.com.